Welcome to the Post-Christian Podcast. My name is Eric Bryant. I'm one of the executive pastors at Gateway in Austin, Texas. My foundation exists to equip and empower church leaders in reaching new people and raising up leaders. I'm the author of Not Like Me and Fruitful, Becoming Who God Created You to Be. Join me on social media for Through the New Testament for Skeptics and Seekers. And be sure to sign up for my email newsletter where you can receive free resources at ericbryant.org. On this episode of the Post-Christian Podcast, I have with me Rick Olmsted. How are you doing, Rick?
Good. Good to see you.
You too. Well, we met years ago. I think we were part of the Mosaic Alliance. You were a pastor at the time. I know you worked with Irwin back then. And after pastoring, you were part of the 414 movement. And now you have Generation Now. I just want to hear about some of these ventures that you've been a part of, because I think they are unique ways of addressing our post-Christian world. Tell us a little bit about both.
Right. Well, I was pastoring for 37 years in Fort Collins, Colorado, having been a school teacher, a high school coach, and principal of a local high school. And then it was in 1982, a long time ago, we ventured out to start a church in Colorado that actually grew over time to a couple thousand people. That, and I really didn't care because I didn't want to be a pastor, but it's just something that fell into my lap and decided if I could just be me. And so I found the movement, the Vineyard movement, that allowed that, allowed me the freedom, just be who I was. And I did that. And along the way, I was invited to a conference in Singapore that my wife was invited to first. And actually, she got the invite. She didn't want me to come because it was about kids. And she said, you'd be a distraction. And you wouldn't want to go to all the meetings. And she was totally right. And I went. But little did I know that God had an agenda. Because by the end of that, I realized that these were a missional people. A guy named Louis Bush was the head of it. And he was the author of the 1040 window.
Yeah.
And they're talking about God's raising up a generation to change the world. And I was going, what are you guys talking about? You know, and so I was drawn into the movement idea. And by the end of it, I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit moment where I just began to sob. And I didn't know what to do. And I thought I heard a voice, Rick, I want you to give the rest of your life to this. And that was to the cause of kids, to reach them, rescue them, root them, and release them. And release them now, not later after they grow up, but really at whatever age that they are. And that sent me on a journey of really focusing on that. We continued to be part of the 414 network. And then 5 years ago, they asked my wife and I actually to lead the entire movement, which was a shock. It was right after we turned over our church to a guy half my age. That's been a beautiful transition.
Oh, good.
And there's been some important things that I've learned, especially when you talk about post-Christian and post-church and all this. It's like, it's clear to me that we have to find some new ways, and we need to encourage younger leaders. And the thing about the 414 that I love, my wife Becky has been an advocate. She's still the national leader for kids in the Vineyard movement. But my heartbeat has always been for young leaders and the church. And that led us to start a nonprofit called Generation Now. And Generation Now is really important language to me, Eric, because the language of next generation or next gen, it's got a nice cliche and a nice ring to it, and everybody uses it. And the reality is, yes, we're going to raise up the next generation of adult leaders, but the message we're sending, is it helpful, in my opinion? And that's why Generation Now fits for what I'm trying to do and accomplish. And because the message is to younger leaders and teenagers, and that your day is always tomorrow. It's never today. You're the next. But for a lot of people, the next never comes because they've had to go somewhere else to be who God has called them to be. And I think that's an issue of why we're losing some of our young leaders. And so Generation Now is the idea that whatever age you're at, what does God have for you right now? You know, I have asked pastors, how often do you give membership? How many of you give membership to to teenagers in your church. And this was a pastor's conference, you know, a couple hundred pastors. And not one of them said yes. And I said, why not? You know what the answer was? We never even thought of it.
Huh.
So never even gave it a thought. I said, so what is the message? In interviewing young adult leaders that we had in our church, and at one point in Fort Collins, we had over 500 young adults attending. We had a great group of young leaders.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to them about the next generation and all these things, and about handing off the baton. And that's another thing that we just throw around. We've got to hand off the baton to the next generation. But that also has some baggage, because us old guys, OGs, original gangsters, whatever they want to call us, that we tend to hold on to that sucker, because we know something. When you run, I was a track coach, and when you hand out that baton, you're done running, and somebody else takes it. So you run as hard as you can, as long as you can, and then you hand that off. And what I realized with that analogy, as what happens is many times there's no one to hand it off to because we've tried to hold on to it too long. And then the ones, young leaders that stay behind, here's what I hear. What makes you think that we want to inherit what you created? It's like, what? Of course you do. You take the baton. And I just did a pastor's conference workshop for a succession. And out of that, one of the things that came on is, like, you have two choices if you're an existing church. Do you want to bring the next leader in to be a caretaker of what you've created and all that the church has been? Or do you want to have a leader that will take that church into its future, into new horizons? Because it's a huge difference and it's a huge message.
Yeah.
So the message that I hope to create in my new book, Off-Road Leadership, I'm trying to promote the reality of getting out there and going off-road and finding new ways and new wineskins for this thing called church, because what we're doing isn't working much anymore, if it ever really did. So in a nutshell, that's my little soapbox.
I love it. Well, and that's why I wanted you on this new book, Off-Road Leadership. You're kind enough to give some of my listeners a copy, and I would just maybe give us an example or two of some of the innovative things you've seen some of these younger leaders creating in your experiences across the country and throughout your connections. What are some innovations that you feel would be really encouraging to hear about?
Well, I'm trying to think of some, you know, first of all, they're trying to, well, it's more of a barrier, Eric. How do they start something that's out of line with what has gone on before them? And so the off-road idea is there's something out there somewhere that doesn't exist right now. And I know there's a lot of innovation with worship, and different groups are, you know, doing different styles of church. But I think we need to be, us OGs, need to find a way to resource and come alongside them and say, this is your time, this is your season to go explore and see what this might look like, without feeling condemned by us or looked away by us or looked down upon us. Because sometimes, you know, if you're insecure and somebody's doing something different, I have a number of young disciples that have gone out and do church. One of my favorite guys, a guy named Eric Sandras, who has written a great book, The Buck Naked Faith. And he's got his doctorate. He was a 16-year-old when our church started.
Wow.
And it's called Sanctuary Church. And it's just, it's a church for those in the margin. And he had to just break loose of conventionality. They feed 100 homeless people on Sundays, and they do showers for them. And a third of the church is ex-convicts and gang members. And the other half of the other group that comes to the church is those that love those guys. And I just, like, this feels like it ought to be. And it was that unconventional, outside of the box. But Eric had to go off road and break with the normality of how church is supposed to go, and create that. I'm actually going to speak to his leadership. We're going to do our first off road leadership retreat. And I'm excited to do that with those leaders. And as I mentioned in the beginning of my book, I think Jesus was an off-roader.
Yeah.
The Pharisees said, "This is our road. You're a rabbi," even, and they would identify him as one of the fellow Pharisees, and this is who we go to and how we do and what we do. And Jesus said, "I'm sorry. There's people that you can't reach from the main road. You can't even see them." So Jesus went off road when he met Zacchaeus, when he went to the woman, you know, at the well. He shouldn't be there. Jesus, what are you thinking? You can't hang out with these guys. You can't do it this way. It's not our way. And so that's what I hope can happen, that we can discover some new models. And I'd like to be part of it. I'd like to be the encouragement. And there's also the deconstructionist attitude that I'm sure you know. And frankly, I don't know that it's helpful. I think, you know, I don't think we need to blow up what we have. I think we need to begin some new things and let those things grow and become whatever it is that they need to do. That's why I do encourage a young leader, as you go off road, don't be a rebel. Bless where you've come from. Honor those that have gone before you. And take some of us OGs with you.
That's great.
As you go.
I love it.
So that's what I'm thinking.
I love it. Yeah, we should not throw the baby Jesus out with the bathwater, yeah. But we should go off-road. I love that. Your new book, Off-Road Leadership, A Guide to Authentic Ministry for the Now Generation. Your website, generationnow.us. Rick, thank you so much for joining us, and keep up your great work.
You're welcome. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks for joining us on the Post Christian Podcast. More resources available at ericbryant.org.